Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, the Electricity Authority has been left in the lurch and smart meter installation has again fallen into a state of limbo after the Administrative Court's decision to forbid the Telecommunications Authority from being awarded the tender to install smart meters. The director of the EAC board, Yorgos Petrou, said that the EAC had been caught off guard by the decision. Despite the numerous delays, warnings by the state auditor that the legality of the tender to CETA was in question and the upholding of the contract by the Tenders Review Authority earlier in the month, the EAC is now faced with no other course of action than to appeal to the Supreme Court over the matter and to request an extension from the EU, Petrou said. Meanwhile, an amount of 35 million euros earmarked for the installation of smart meters on the island from the EU's Recovery and Resilience Funds hangs in the balance with fears that the EAC may lose this revenue, dumping ensuing costs on the public. According to the commitments of the Republic towards the EU for the use of the funds, the deal with the supplier of the 400,000 smart meters had to be finalized by the end of March 2024, with the contract signed. Moving on, the Supreme Court rejected a request from two Ilios orphans seeking compensation from the government over the plane crash that killed their parents, it emerged on Wednesday. The case was filed by two siblings who lost their parents in Cyprus's worst air tragedy 19 years ago after the Ilios Airways plane crashed in Greece, killing all 121 people on board. In its decision, the Supreme Court agreed with the Nicosia District Court that when the siblings received 1.8 million euros from the insurance company after the crash, they waived their right to seek compensation from the Republic. Both siblings had argued in their appeal that the compensation they received was insufficient. They received 872,000 euros for their mother's death and 905,000 euros for their father's on July 4, 2007 by Ilios's insurance company. In other news, thousands of people said they are concerned about fabricated miracles within the echelons of the church in Cyprus following the multiple scandals that have rocked Osiou Avakou Monastery. According to a poll conducted by Philae News, the majority, around 48%, of a group of 2,858 people said they are worried about fabricated miracles, while 36% said they are concerned about the ethical issues involved behind the revelations at the monastery that there were sexual activity between the monks and even sexual harassment of an individual that worked in the monastery. Another 12% said that the major worry was a financial scandal that has arisen, following revelations that monks at the monastery were hoarding over 800,000 euros and taking money from gullible believers. In other news, the Bank of Cyprus's appeal against the 950,000 euro fine levied against them in 2014 was accepted by the Supreme Court on Wednesday. The fine had been levied by the Cyprus Securities and Exchange Commission, which found that the bank had violated various laws in its investment in Greek government bonds. The decision to fine the bank had been upheld at the Administrative Court in 2022, but the Supreme Court on Wednesday found that in this case there was a violation of the objective aspect of the principle of impartiality in the first ruling. As a result, the 2014 fine has been annulled. And finally, Cyprus holds the third highest share of foreign-born residents in the EU, Eurostat data revealed on Wednesday. The highest proportion among EU residents born abroad in another member state or in third countries was recorded in Luxembourg at 50.4%, followed by Malta at 28.3% and Cyprus at 22.7%. The lowest shares were recorded in Poland with 2.5% and Bulgaria with 2.6%. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.